Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as your scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. So this morning, we are reading from the book of Ephesians. Even though it says Ephesian, it is actually plural. Typo on my part. But I am going to be reading. George, what translation do you have on the slide this week? NRSV. We'll read that then. That sounds great. All right. So here now, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 19. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. Oops, wrong chapter. Y'all are like, what is she doing? I was reading chapter 2. Yeah, okay. We're good. We're good. Y'all are great. Okay, well, it gives you some insight as to what we're going to be reading now. Okay, chapter 3, 14, take 2. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, as we continue our journey into being Wesleyan rooted, we lean into the teachings of John and Charles Wesley, but more importantly, we dig into Scripture. God breathed words that contain everything necessary for salvation. And today, may we hear with fresh ears what it means to grow deeply, what it means to be firmly rooted in who you are, so that we can better understand who we are. And so may the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So we are in week 2 of growing, of Wesleyan Rooted, and this week's focus is grow deeply. So last week I gave some context about what true religion would be, and what that religion for us is to be love into the world. And that in and of itself is firmly rooted in how we understand the nature of the triune God. When we say God, we often, you know, think Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And sometimes if you ask kids, you'll say, well, so who is God? And they'll be like, well, God and Jesus. And oftentimes we forget the Holy Spirit, right? Like, it's just one of those really strange dynamics, but one not to be unexpected. And so we talked about, you know, just what the foundation was, that forming a new religion was never on John Wesley's radar. And rather, he was seeking to reform religion, seeing where the church was overlooking those places that Jesus called us to be in action. And I think that resonates so much with where we are now. You know, for us in the United States, you know, we can study what's called American Christianity, the evolution of the Protestant faith, the different dynamics between Catholicism and Protestantism as it related within the United States, and where there was kind of this intersection between faith and government and how it's kind of exploded, you know, over the course of time. And for me, I didn't grow up in that. I wasn't exposed to that. But there's this nod to this idea that America was a Christian nation, right? And in actuality, it was founded to be a place of freedom of religion, regardless of what you claimed. And so we kind of keep that in mind and know that there were folks who came and firmly rooted themselves in the places that they lived. So that's why you can now go. So, for instance, I went to South Dakota and drove through North South Dakota, Nebraska. No, did I go to Nebraska? Yeah. I just can't remember what that trajectory was. But anyway, my sister took me for like the best German food, right? She was like, you have to try this. It's the best German food. And Germans tend to be Lutheran, right? And then depending on where you are, it may be a community of Mennonites, or it might have been a community of Presbyterians. But we just know that there are these little pockets. But their faith and their understanding of who they were, their identities, and their traditions were deeply rooted in these places. And I think for us today, we don't have that same sense of rootedness. And I can only speak with I language and recognition, because people will ask me, where are you from? Do people usually ask you when you're starting to meet somebody, and they're like, well, where are you from? You know, what do you say, right? You might say, oh, well, I grew up, like I'm looking at Jane, and I know she's from around here, right? Like she is North Carolinian. But when people ask me where I'm from, I don't know how to answer them. Because my dad was Navy, right? And so we moved a lot. And I was never in one place long enough to actually put in roots for community or connection or relationship. And so when I get asked that now, I'm like, oh, when I say home, I mean Virginia Beach. Only because that's where my mom and dad live now, right? And that's where my grandparents have lived for a very long time. And so Virginia Beach for me is, quote unquote, home, even though I've not lived in that area since I was in the fifth grade. Yeah, I think that's right, fifth grade. Because we lived in Norfolk, then we lived in Chesapeake, and then we moved across the country. So when we say, where are you from, how many of you can claim a hometown or a home place? Most of you can, right? Is your hometown or home place, for those of you who have children or nieces and nephews, is your home place the same for your children? No, it's not. And isn't that strange? You know, because you have this wealth of understanding of who you are because of where you grew up and how you were raised, and your children or other people's children aren't getting the same things that you did, right? Their experiences are completely different than yours, and yet there are some things that are important. And how many of you have said, I really want to be committed to having kids grow up, to have those friends that they've known since pre-K all the way until the time they graduate from high school? You know, that was one of my wishes for my kids. And even, forget it, Wake County, forget it. You are not going to stay with the same kids from the entry till you graduate, right? Like, it's just not going to happen. But I can say, hey, we've lived in the same general vicinity for a very long time, but we've lived in 8 different houses. So welcome to the life of itinerancy and the life of nomadic lifestyle of being a Navy child. But this idea of being grounded and rooted, and for us, it can mean place. It can mean family tradition. It can mean our heritage, those things that we maybe cling to. And when we can't cling to any of those other parameters, friends, the one place that I hope we can all claim and cling to is being rooted in God. Let me say that again. When all these other things are changing, your locale, your schools, your jobs, where your families are from, where you're living, where you're retiring, what you can count on is being rooted in God. For the God that you were rooted and grew up with, or maybe are just getting to know, is the same God who was there for those early Christians in Ephesus. And that one God is the same who united those who were from the Jewish tradition and were recognized as Gentiles. This idea of salvation that was offered broadly and to everyone. And thank goodness those roots dug in those places. Because that is what allowed the message of God to spread throughout the world, that we can now claim that ourselves. That people were committed to that rootedness, and so therefore we are also called to be rooted in that same God. The question is, how do we grow, right? I'm thinking sometimes there's this illustration of going to the beach, and sometimes like the water is cold and it looks fantastic, but you're like, I don't know that I want to get in it, right? So you kind of like maybe dip a toe, and then you're like, not too sure about this. And then maybe you're like, okay, toe's not bad. You step in and it's swashing around your ankles a little bit, right? And you're like, okay, I'm kind of getting used to this. And then maybe you're willing to step out a little bit farther, and the water's up to your mid shins and maybe up to your knees, and the waves aren't crashing. We'll just pretend it's a smooth, calm, you know, kind of ocean day. Otherwise, I'd be running the opposite direction so I wouldn't get completely drenched, right? But there's this idea that we step in and then we step in a little bit farther. And every time we do that, we acclimate a little bit more to what we're stepping into. Now, you may have those people in your life who, like, let's just switch and think about the swimming pool or even keeping to the ocean. They have no hindrance whatsoever to pick up their boogie board and dash into the ocean, and they're gone. And you're like, how, why, what are you doing, right? Like, we, you know, may look at them and say, aren't you cold? Like, why? But there's no hesitation for them. They just get in and they go. I recognize that there are some of us who are very cautious, right? That it takes us a little bit to move through and get comfortable and acclimate. And then there are people that are just jump in, dive in, ask questions later. And maybe you find yourself kind of somewhere in between, right? But with God, whether we dip our toes in a little bit and then take the next step, or we just jump right in, God's ready to receive us. That it is that Holy Spirit that's going to work within us to move us gently, or to say, hey, I'm so glad you're fully in. Now let's talk about what this means for you, right? And so this being deeply rooted means that we need to understand the nature of God that we are all rooted in. And the nature of God that we cling to as Wesleyan Methodists is that our God is a God of love. A God of love. And I'm not talking about the Valentine's Day, the cheap, you know, I hate to, commercialized, yeah, like, you know, be like, oh, you know, because we throw that word, I love you, out so much, and sometimes it's like, I love my shoes. Is that the same thing as saying I love God? Probably going to say no, right? But we tend to use that same word. And the type of love that we understand God to be is really agape love. It's that love where willing to self-sacrifice and give up for the benefit of others. And it's not because we're expecting something in return. It's not because it's this high-flame kind of love and quickly diminishes. This is the one that is going to be there and sustain you throughout your whole life. Are you feeling that kind of love for God? Some of you may. Some of you may need some time and the Holy Spirit to work within. And some of you may have already jumped in with both feet and you're up to here in the water and you're like, I'm so glad I'm here, God, right? Because that's where we will find our identity. That's where we will find our comfort. That is where we will find our community. And you are finding that community right here, right now. But as we grow and we root ourselves more into the love of God, it doesn't just go deep, friends. It is also supposed to go wide. That the love we receive is meant to be shared out into the world. Because there are others who need to have that seed of hope and love planted within them so that their roots may grow. So where are you? Where are you in recognizing that God is a God of love in your life? Do you feel it? Are you confident in it? What are some of the things that you might be able to do to help you get more rooted into this faith tradition of a God who loves you and whose grace is offered to you? And then maybe if you're comfortable there, maybe the challenge is going to be, how do I live that out in the world? Where are those opportunities to grow deep and to reach wide? And that will be our question as we move into next week. So friends, the takeaway here is God is a God of what? And we are meant to be rooted in God and rooted in love. That the world right now as it stands is so disconnected and disoriented that my hope and my prayer is that us being rooted in God's love today and always will ground us, keep us, and sustain us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.